Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Nicholas Tavelich, whom we commemorate today, was a Franciscan saint originally from Croatia, who became a missionary to the Holy Land. And there in the Holy Land, he took care of the holy sites sanctified by the presence of our Lord, and also with his fellow Franciscan missionaries, shared the faith, shared the gospel with the inhabitants of that land, who were mostly Muslims at that time and still are today. In fact, he and the other Franciscans composed a little treatise in Italian and in Arabic, a treatise on the true faith, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, which they try to share with the Muslims and especially with the Qadi of Jerusalem. And in return for this effort of evangelization, they were put to death, literally hacked to pieces and their bodies burned. They received the crown of martyrdom for their efforts. Now, this task of evangelizing, this duty that our Lord gave us, can at times seem very unrewarding in this life. In fact, because precisely for our efforts in spreading the gospel and sharing it with others, oftentimes we, at the very least, receive derision, sometimes hostility, and even persecution. Yet, despite this fact, and despite that it might make us afraid to share the gospel and to suffer its consequences, we're not exonerated from this duty. In fact, just as all of us have received the gospel from someone who had the courage to share it with us, to teach us what our Lord taught, whether it be our parents, other family members, priests, whoever it might have been. So there are others who are waiting for us to share the gospel with them and are waiting and counting on our courage to give witness and to speak when necessary, to proclaim the good news that our Lord shared with us. Father Francis Fernandez gives a little brief reflection on this subject about our duty to evangelize. He says that among the many problems facing the world today, there's one that stands out from the rest, namely how few people there are who really know Christ on a personal basis. In fact, of the 7 billion people around the world, only about 2.2 billion are Christians and only 1.2 billion Catholics. The majority of people don't know Christ, and certainly not on a personal basis. And many people live and die without even knowing the fact that Christ has brought salvation to the world. And there are many people who will or will not find Christ because of our example, or because of our silence, or because we fail to spread the gospel. Just as all of us have received it from somebody who had the courage to share it, so there is many other souls that are waiting to receive it from us on the condition that we have the courage to proclaim it. Again, evangelizing is a task that might make us a little bit afraid, but let's not be afraid. Our Lord will reward our efforts, and the souls that receive the gospel from us will thank us, and will thank us for all eternity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.